This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across major cities in Israel remains warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. A beautiful day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF reports it killed an armed Hezbollah operative after a manhunt in southern Lebanon earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that Israel is reportedly reducing territory under Hamas control following recent operations. Also this hour, JNS reports the IDF has killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and captured 60 in Judea and Samaria, with focus shifting to the Khan Yunis area. Separately, Axios reveals that Donald Trump remarked that Netanyahu knows who the boss is ahead of a potential White House visit possibly happening next week. And finally, Lebanon's president refutes criticism from Amnesty and other NGOs about a deal with Israel, emphasizing efforts to turn the page on wars, as covered by the Times of Israel. From X, the latest. Just in, Memory shared a report on an Afghan cleric in Frankfurt calling for support for Iran and accusing India of dubious dealings with the Taliban. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today, wishing America a happy July 4th. Samer Sinijlawi, a political analyst, highlighted the importance of moderates in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, urging a shift away from extremism. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Times of Israel, the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon resulted in the death of a Hezbollah operative. This follows heightened tensions along the border. Lebanon's president, meanwhile, is focused on moving past conflict, seeking U.S. support to foster stability. The implications could be significant for regional diplomacy as both nations navigate these complex issues. Turning to Israel Hayom Hebrew's report, Israel's strategy to limit Hamas control surfaces amid recent military actions. This undeclared policy aligns with ongoing efforts to target those responsible for violence. The Palestinian Authority expresses reluctance to assume control in Gaza, highlighting the challenges of governance in the region. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into the IDF's focus on the Khan Yunis area. Security forces have intensified operations, killing 20 terrorists and capturing 60 in Judea and Samaria. These actions demonstrate Israel's commitment to its security objectives, which may further strain relations with Palestinian factions. In a related development, Axios reports that Trump's comments about Netanyahu come as a potential White House visit looms. This visit could influence U.S.-Israel relations as both leaders navigate complex geopolitical landscapes. Finally, the Times of Israel covers Lebanon's president rejecting NGO criticism, emphasizing a new chapter in Israeli-Lebanese relations. As both countries aim to mitigate past conflicts, the role of international bodies and diplomacy remains crucial. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Nexar and Noto have merged in a stock deal to form a global AI company. This merger aims to enhance real-world driving systems using extensive data. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals the Delek Group's acquisition of Hot Mobile for 1.2 billion shekels. The deal follows a significant valuation adjustment. And finally, from Walla Business, Bennett, chairman of the Together Party, pledges to save families money by confronting monopolies and opening the kosher market. His economic plan seeks to address anti-Zionist practices. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.